the best possible way of reducing the transmission of this is to eliminate. We may not be able to completely eliminate the mosquito, but we can reduce the mosquito population by destroying the sources. So we have been advocating and continue to advocate for the general public. This is something I feel, and in public health circles, we believe that homeowners or persons really need to take responsibility for. If we breed mosquitoes, then we are going to have chikungunya, and particularly the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes. What have we done thus far? Much of what we have been advocating prior to the actual confirmation of this disease in the country. We, from December or January, December 2013, January 2014, we have been putting the messages out there, asking people to reduce the mosquito population in your household, neighborhoods, be your brother's keeper. In this case, as long as the vector exists, and now that we have chikungunya, as long as the vector exists, the possibility of chikungunya, just like dengue, dengue is what we call endemic to the region and endemic to St. Vincent and the Grenadines because we have the vector, which is the mosquito. What have we done thus far? Much of what we have been advocating prior to the actual confirmation of this disease in the country. We, from December or January, December 2013, January 2014, we have been putting the messages out there, asking people to reduce the mosquito population in your household, neighborhoods, be your brother's keeper in this case. As long as the vector exists, and now that we have chikungunya, as long as the vector exists, the possibility of chikungunya, just like dengue, dengue is what we call endemic to the region and endemic to St. Vincent and the Grenadines because we have the vector, which is the mosquito.